Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're in the garden with John J. Harper. Go ahead, pour yourself that big old cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Grab a seat, cuddle up to your radio and your telephone, and get ready to call us at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. If you've got any question about your gardening, landscaping, irrigation, hardscape, outdoor lighting, vegetable garden, trees, shrubs, hedging, fertilizing, whatever it is, this is your hour. 1-888-767-4348.
And as usual, we have Mr. Harper of Harper's Nursery here, but we are also joined with Ms. Cheryl Gore, the mother hen of the Arizona Nursery Association.
I prefer executive director.
Executive director. Okay.
But
okay.
Really, in reality, yeah, that's a pretty good job description.
Mother hen, den mother.
Yes. And tell us a little bit about the Arizona Nursery Association. A lot of people have heard about plant something, but they don't know that that probably came from the Arizona Nursery Association and what y'all do for Arizona.
Yeah, we're the trade association for the retail and wholesale grower nurseries in the state of Arizona. And so it's really exciting for us to be able to do a promotion that really tells consumers about the benefits of getting out there and planting something. So we put together a retail committee. They wanted something that would represent all our members. So our new tagline is, don't just stand there, plant something.
And you're in here today because our tip, along with plant something, kind of piggybacks off of our home improvement topic we'll get to later today, indoor air quality. What kind of air quality does planting something bring?
Well, I believe it's 260 pounds of oxygen per tree per year. So outdoors or indoors, if you had a big enough house, you could put a tree inside. House plants certainly give off lots of oxygen for your indoor air quality and help filter the air. But planting a tree outside will produce 260 pounds of oxygen a year. So imagine how many trees we need. I don't know how many pounds of oxygen we as humans consume on a daily basis, but it's a bunch. And we need that oxygen, and trees, plants, shrubs produce obviously a bunch of it, 260 pounds per year times a bunch of trees. So we continually need create a canopy of shade, create a canopy of trees for oxygen. And obviously you can't do that unless you plant something.
Now, if y'all look outside today, you know, a little overcast, probably a little cool. Maybe not as warm as it's been earlier this week. If you were going to plant something today, what would you be looking at in the nursery?
Well, of course, you got to assess your needs, and you may have some trees or shrubs that were frozen. I guess I'm trying to be gentle.
And talking about trees inside, I mean, I can remember Jennifer had a ficus in a pot inside the house for a long time.
Yeah, there are a lot of trees that you can use inside, like ficus, like some palms, bananas. There's a bunch of indoor type trees, dracaenas, that all do well inside. So indoors or outdoors, and indoor air quality has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years.
And for good reason. We're building the houses so much tighter now.
Yeah.
The EPA estimates in many homes the air is 70% more polluted inside your house than out in your front yard.
Wow. Well, of course, here in Arizona, you know, we also are concerned not only about oxygen outside, but about shade. And, you know, Salt River Project and Arizona Public Service are two utilities that we buy power from here. We'll both tell you probably the most effective way to cut your cooling costs is to shade your house, shade your windows.
Absolutely.
And probably the most cost-effective way to do that is with a tree, a shrub, a vine, some type of plant. So you kind of get a multiple faceted benefit by planting something. You get oxygen and you get shade. And of course, then you get beauty and aesthetics and legacy and a lot of other reasons to plant something. So if we're talking about planting, getting back to your question, Romy, what would you plant today? So we would have to assess our yard. Maybe we've got damage. Maybe we're in a house that's 20 or 30 years old. We had a lady the other day, it was kind of cute. she came in and she's like most people. She's got a bunch of frost damage, a bunch of freeze damage. And so I need somebody to come out. And she kind of talk and she goes, well, you know, it really wasn't that great anyway. So it was time to maybe you've lived in your house long enough.
A makeover.
You know, it's time for a makeover, anyway. So we want to, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, our tip was making, maybe it was last week, making sure the right plant is in the right place for maintenance purposes. So also in the right place with the right plant for shading, for oxygen creation, for beauty. So what would you plant? It would just depend on your yard, but certainly we're going to be talking about warmer temperatures as we get here in another few months down the road. You'll wish you had some shade on a window, a door, or a patio.
And so, on Jennifer's theme of urban farming, if you're going to plant something, why not make it edible?
Have your shade and eat it too.
I mean, as long as you're planting it, fertilizing it, watering it, trimming it, edging it, caring for it, make it do something for you. I can't believe this artichoke that we got going on. It's like a monster artichoke. I mean, it's like, and it produces so many artichokes, we keep like the whole neighborhood filled with this thing. It's turned into like this. It's like an oleander.
They do get big.
Man, and
they're kind of just cool looking plant.
Man. Just so you know, Dad, you know, that's one of my favorite vegetables. Put that in the back of your mind.
Keep that in mind.
Well, if you can ever keep some chickens alive, I'll trade you artichokes for eggs.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Yes, another chicken incident. Rancho de la Roma.
Those German shorthairs are aggressive dogs. Nancy, good morning. How can we help you? Nancy in Phoenix.
Save us, Nancy.
Oh, good morning. Sorry. My daughter is getting married next Saturday in her backyard, and they have just like little balls of gnats flitting here and there. And we are wondering if there's anything we can do beforehand to eradicate those little guys.
Well, my guess would be you've got either gnats or you might have midges, something due to probably all the moisture that we've had. Does she live close to water?
But she does not live close to water, but they do have irrigation.
Flood irrigation?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, with the moisture, with flood irrigation, you know, we've probably got a hatch of midges or gnats going on. Drying things out is going to go a long ways in that. Of course, if you have grass, you do have to water. And the wedding is next week?
Yes.
When's their next scheduled irrigation?
They will not have it again until after the wedding.
Okay. Well, the drier it gets, probably the better the problem will become. Other than that, I think it's a call to somebody like Blue Sky Pest Control or
Fog It.
You know, somebody that might need to come out and do a treatment, see what they can do. But they're there because of all the moisture and the irrigation. And, you know, people that live close to lakes, in subdivisions that are close to lakes and do flood irrigate, do get some midge and gnat problems now and then.
Romy, have you ever seen the handheld propane fogger? Other than at the farm in
yeah.
Louisiana. You've seen them here?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never seen them here.
I see what you're asking.
They got this handheld propane heater fogger thing that
Hook
you can
up
pick
to
up.
A five-gallon propane tank, just like a barbecue tank
size. You can pick it up almost anywhere down in South Louisiana, and you can literally be in the middle of the swamp and have a family reunion. Now, I have no idea what's in it.
You probably don't want to know.
I don't know.
Of course, you can't buy much anymore that harmful.
I don't know what the shelf life is or the half-life of the product is, but you fire this heater up, and then the chemical hits this hot radiator, and then a fan comes on, and it fogs this whole area. I mean, literally, you could be in your bikini in the middle of the Everglades eating hamburgers and hot dogs, and there wouldn't be one bug bite on you.
And it doesn't fog. I mean, it's completely invisible. It's just like this big protective dome. And they're about $350.
So. I've never seen them out
here.
Well,
you got to, you know, I mean, I've been doing this show for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's first call ever on midge, gnat, bug problems outside. We just don't have that big a problem here. So that's probably why you don't see too many. You know, people with horses have fly. You know, there's some issues, but I don't think we've ever had a call on, you know, I've got so many midges and gnats in my backyard, I can't go outside.
So. And then the wetting is the big key there. So listen, yeah. Nancy, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call our pest control specialist in the Phoenix Metro Maricopa County area. The name of the company is Blue Sky Pest Control, and their number is 480-635-8492.
Dave in Phoenix, good morning. How can we help you, sir? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Dave, are you with us?
I am, yes.
Go ahead.
I have a tree that's next to my my driveway, and it's completely top-heavy. I think it was last weekend, we had that wind and rain, mm-hmm. and it darn near blew over. And it's a couple years old, and the top has just outgrown the trunk. And I've staked it a couple times, and it just keeps breaking the stakes.
How do you have it staked?
Just the wood pole stakes.
Right up next to the trunk?
Pretty close to the trunk,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, Dave. Depending on how tall the tree is, get at least two stakes. Put them out away from the trunk of the tree, at least a foot, one on either side of the tree, and then alternately tie the tree back and forth to either stake in that fashion. That will allow the tree to move and sway a little bit, and it'll make the trunk get stronger quicker so that you can take the stakes away. If it's too tall for stakes, you can do the same thing with guy wires running from the trunk of the tree down to like a tent stake in the ground. You have to do that in three places generally. But that'll work the same way. Get the stake off of the tree.
1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the house.